Hi everyone, how are you? Pastor Rod Plummer here in Tokyo. We're doing a series on Ephesians. We're up to number 79, which is in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 to 8. It's talking about being great workers. Now, it uses the word douloi, which means either slave or servant, but today we're just going to use it for worker, because in Paul's day when he wrote this, 90% of the people were in slavery or in some area like that. And so Paul is writing to the majority of the church who were workers under a boss. So today's context is employees, workers, but you could be self-employed and it would apply to you as well. It's saying basically, work as though God is watching you all the time. I'm going to read to you from the Message Bible, Ephesians 6, 5 to 8. Servants or workers, respectfully obey your earthly masters, but always with an eye to obeying the real master, Christ. Don't just do what you have to do to get by, but work heartily as Christ's servants doing what God wants you to do. And work with a smile on your face, always keeping in mind that no matter who happens to be giving the orders, you are really serving God. Good work will get you good pay from the master, regardless of whether you are slave or free. Now that's from the Message. The NIV in that verse, verse 8 says, because you know, you do all this, you work well, heartily, smile on your face. You do this because you know the Lord will reward everyone for whatever good they do, whether you are a boss or a worker. These scriptures are really important for workers, that we have the understanding that we're really working for God. Now, we might have a tough boss or a hard work environment, and so you have a bit of a choice right there, and depends on your economy or environment. But if it's too hard, I guess you can look for a new job, although there's some wisdom in that. I wouldn't just quit. I would look for a new job before you do that, but that's your decision. But I've discovered that most people, the job gets better when they get better, when attitude gets better, when a concept of God is with me, God is here, whether it's at university or in the workplace, the concept of God has really got his eye on us, on me. I really am under God's control. If it's a destructive environment, I'd say you've got to move, change, transfer, grow, learn, change. If it's just you're in a good work environment, the bosses aren't bad, the company's good, whatever, I guess it's up to us to learn how to grow in that environment. And when before I was a pastor, I was a salesman for many years in a pharmaceutical company, and I loved it. I really did. Learn a lot about myself and a lot about people. But I was under good bosses and bad bosses. But I had the great privilege of being under a mentor, a salesman. His name was Mal. He wasn't a believer in the Lord, although he was a great man. And I just learned so much from him and the way he treated people, the way he had an attitude towards work. God placed me with a best mentor, a best boss. And I just learned so, so much. And I've also been under bad bosses that I have to just avoid certain situations, I remember one boss I had. We had a sales meeting where he was just so foul-mouthed, just so rude. And I had to go to that sales meeting for 1 hour a week. And so I just had to, pray and go in and be in the room. But note to self, I'm not going to be like that. And so I just think we have different experiences, but we need to have the revelation that God is our boss. If it's too hard, there's something else. If it's not too hard, it's growing ground, growing area. And so I just love, again, what it says here, the Message Bible. It says we're really obeying the real master, Christ. Don't do what you have to do to get by. And I think it's really important we get to like what we do. There's always going to be jobs we don't like, but the majority job we need to like and work heartily, or else we'll get lazy or we'll avoid things. So work heartily and happily with a smile on our face, realizing that we're working for God. God works. God will watch. God will promote at the right time. I believe that, and I'm praying for you to be in a great work environment or getting better in yourself or in your environment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, I pray. Everyone listening would be happy, hearty, healthy workers under your hand in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And if you enjoyed today's episode with Pastor Rod, why don't you subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to this, and we'll see you next time.